hearing is ordinance 23-11, an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 234-6.00-6.02.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This relates to a property on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, which is Rep 23, approximately 0.5 mile north of Hopkins Road, which is Sussex County Rep 286.
Excuse me, Mr. Whitehouse. Folks, if you're going to remain, you have to remain quiet, okay? Because we have another public hearing getting ready to start right now. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The property is lying on the west side of Beaver Dam Road, which is Rep 23, approximately 0.5 mile north of Hopkins Road, which is Sussex County Rep 286. The 911 address is 30857 Saddle Ridge Way, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 6, Parcel 6.02. Specifically, this is an ordinance to amend the future land use map element of the comprehensive plan from the low-density area to the coastal area, and the Commission may remember a prior public hearing for this site for a conditional use, which the Commission asked to be deferred to allow this ordinance to be introduced. I can confirm it has been submitted to PLUS. It was heard at the most recent PLUS meeting. We have not yet received written comments back from PLUS, but staff, if it's not covered in the applicant's presentation, are happy to provide a verbal update on what happened to PLUS. So, thank you.
All right, Ms. Pete.
Yes, good evening, commissioners, Director Whitehouse, Council Robertson, planning staff, and members of the public. I don't think anyone else is left, which hopefully is good. So my name's Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing. Welcome, new commissioners. It's nice to meet you. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Beaver Dam Enterprises, LLC. Mr. Anton Balakin is present on behalf of the applicant this evening. There's some relevant land use history, as Director Whitehouse stated, that some of the commissioners are aware of, but obviously not the new commissioners. So to explain, on March 23rd, 2023, the applicant appeared before this commission to present its request for a conditional use of land for the conversion of an existing pole building that you'll see there on site, located on the property, into a two-unit multifamily unit, with each unit to be rented on an annual basis. After that hearing, the applicant learned, despite an understanding to the contrary, that the application could not proceed without an amendment to the future land use map. So former Commissioner Hoey Stevenson motioned at the meeting of April 20, 2023 to defer decision, as Director Whitehouse stated, on the conditional use to allow for the applicant to pursue this future land use map amendment. So since its March 23, 2023 appearance before this commission, the applicant has worked with the Planning and Zoning Office to seek an amendment to the future land use map that designates the property from low density to coastal area. So as part of that request, as stated, the applicant has also applied to PLUS and also went to PLUS, and I will discuss some of those comments that were raised at that meeting, and we anticipate receipt of those comments. They usually received about a month after we go to PLUS. And prior to the scheduled September 19 County Council meeting. So by way of background, the subject property is 2.144 acres and located at 30857 Saddle Ridge Way in Lewis, Delaware. The property is accessed from Beaver Dam Road and is on the west side of Beaver Dam Road and approximately 0.5 mile north of Hopkins Road. The tax map parcel number is 234-6-6.02. And the property is located, as you'll notice, not under the current layer, but if we remove that layer, I can do it for everybody to see. It's located near other properties that are located AR1, and if you look at other areas nearby, there's also some GR and MR nearby as well. This area, as many of you may know, is largely developed with residential units in a number of surrounding communities. By way of background about the requested use, Section 115-22 of the code provides that multifamily dwelling structures may be permitted as conditional uses, but the code requires in part that multifamily dwelling units in AR1, the applicable zoning district, are located in designated growth areas, including town center, developing area, or coastal area, as described within the land use element and as shown on the future land use plan, as provided in the comprehensive plan specifically. And so the applicant seeks a future land use map amendment from low density to coastal area, a designated growth area, to permit the use of an existing pole building as a two-unit multifamily dwelling with the intent of renting each unit on an annual basis. I think it's common knowledge that in Sussex County, people are, especially in Rehoboth and Lewis, seeking rental properties. I know there's only two here to potentially offer, but the site, as I said, it's an existing building. The property is extremely well manicured, and the applicant is seeking only to offer two units in the existing structure on site for something that there's certainly demand for. The use will otherwise comply with the requirements of the code as supported by the conditional use plan that was included as Exhibit B, as part of our future land use map submission. And it specifically offers significant vegetative buffers and open space that you'll see on the plan itself. Specifically, you'll notice that the existing pole building makes up a very small portion of the site, about 7% of the site, and the undeveloped and forested area consists of about 70% of the site. And then the remaining area is pervious gravel driveway and then a parking area that consists of 23% of the site. And as part of its conditional use submission, the applicant proffered conditions of approval, and those conditions limit the use to two units within the conditional use area. They provide that the developer will provide for perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, stormwater management, et cetera, including the common areas, that there'll be a stormwater management system that'll meet or exceed the requirements of the code, that all entrances will conform with the DLDOT requirements, that the project will be served by central water and sewer, that any hours of construction, improvements, et cetera, be limited in nature. And also I want to point out, before I actually shift to the future land use map specifics, that as a final point for the conditional use, there was a four signature petition of surrounding property owners that did support this application. And I think it's relevant to mention too that Mr. Balakin owns adjacent properties to the site as well. So with respect to the future land use map, it's currently designated the property as low density area, and we're looking to go from low density to coastal area. The coastal area permits a range of housing types, including multifamily units, such as the proposed multifamily structure. The plan confirms that the Sussex County's base density of 2 units per acre is appropriate in the coastal area, and the proposed use is less than that of the base density. It's 2 units on 2.144 acres, and the proposed even though a medium to higher density use is not proposed, the plan goes on to say that medium and higher density development could be supported in the coastal area where there's central water and sewer, which has been provided here, sufficient commercial uses and employment centers, where it is in keeping with the character of the area, which we believe it is because obviously the open space and existing vegetative buffers, where it's along a main road and or at a major intersection, where there is adequate level of service, or where other considerations exist that are relevant to the requested project and density. The comprehensive plan also encourages the preservation of natural resources or open space in the coastal area, all of which is encouraged by the proposed plan and is evidenced on Exhibit B. Section 4.4.2.1 of the comprehensive plan, entitled Growth Areas, provides that the county should consider the following to help determine where growth areas should be located: proximity to an incorporated municipality or municipal annexation, presence of existing public and water and sewer, as stated it is, plans by the county to provide public sewage service within 5 years, location on or near a major road or intersection, character and intensity of the surrounding development, including proposed development, location relative to major preserved lands, location of water bodies, location of agriculture and protected easements, the area's environmental character, how the area ranks according to Delaware strategies for spending map as well. The proposed future land use map amendment to coastal area would be consistent with the area and comprehensive plan because, as I stated, multifamily units are permitted in that area and AR1 is an applicable zoning district in the coastal area. The use is less than the Sussex County's base density of 2 units per acre, and the use is therefore compatible with nearby residential communities. The use proposes the maintenance of existing and proposed open space areas and vegetative buffers, as I've stated. Public utilities are available to the site, and access to the site's located off of an easement located off Beaver Dam, and DLDOT's review of the through its service level evaluation, provided that the use will generate fewer than 50 trips per day. Before concluding, I do want to address a couple comments, and primarily one comment that was raised at the Office of State Planning, and it's a comment that's come up here before too, about the fact, one, that the site's located in level four, and also that the property is not immediately adjacent to coastal area designated properties. So as noted in the comment on the record at Plus, we mentioned that yes, this project is in level four, but obviously this area is developed. Beaver Dam is developed with residential properties. This is an existing structure on site that the client is trying, and the applicant is trying to use to what he considers to be its best use. I noticed in reviewing the future land use map, in general for the county, there are other isolated pockets of coastal area throughout the county that are surrounded by and adjacent to or within the vicinity of the low density area. So for example, there was an area right down the street at Conley's Chapel Road and Beaver Dam intersection. There are several properties that are all coastal area surrounded by low density. There's also properties in Selbyville area owned by Mount Air and properties adjacent to that that are also in the same situation, as well as properties in and near Camp Arrowhead. And I'll submit a packet for you all to review that. And then finally, the last point I would like to address concerns comments made by the commission, and I believe specifically Chairman Wheatley, about whether or not a recommendation of approval for the conditional use, and I imagine now the future land use map, would lead to a flood of similar requests like this. But this case and this property is unique. The property is situated in a residential area. The existing structures on site were in the immediate vicinity of other properties that are classified coastal area across Beaver Dam. Yes, there's a separation of low density, but I'd ask that you focus on what the intended use is. A two-unit rental in an existing pole building with significant open space and vegetative buffers, all of which are in character not only with the AR1 district, but also with the coastal area. Likewise, if the applicant ever wanted to seek a use outside the scope of this use and otherwise not permitted in AR1, it would have to make a new application, appear back before this body and or county council, and go through the site plan process. Also, any approval of the request, and specifically the conditional use, would be subject to conditions of approval. In conclusion, and for all these reasons, provided on the record today and in the paper record and at the previous conditional use hearing, which I'll incorporate by reference all that information here today, the applicant requests a recommendation of approval of not only its conditional use request subject to reasonable conditions of approval, but also for approval of an amendment to the future land use map from low density to coastal area. As I've stated, we believe that the use and specifically rental units rented on an annual basis are something that's needed in the community, and I think everyone could agree at least with that. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Okay, well, let's see if anybody has any questions. Ms. Wingate, any questions?
No, I don't have any at this time. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Mr. Collins?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Butler?
No questions.
All right. Mr. Wingate? Or Mr. Wingate? Mr. Whiteout?
Wow. No, thank you.
Well, I start a rumor now. Okay. It's the White House. Okay. Staff, anybody? No? Counselor?
So I know it's getting late, but just I want to spend a moment on this one because it's not something that you all see and you two haven't seen yet as new commissioners. So when this, as Ms. Pete stated, this came through a while back for conditional use in AR1 for multifamily. And under the code, there was, I'm not going to go into the background of it, but to do multifamily in AR1, it has to be in a town center, developing area, or coastal area. Under our future land use map that's in the land use element of our comp plan. It's not. So that's why she's applied on behalf of her client for an amendment to that map. So I just want to take you back a second so you understand how that map was developed. When we did the 2018-19 comprehensive plan and future land use map, you know, there was multiple meetings all over the county, lots of hearings before county, before planning, zoning, and county council. Consultant involved, we drew the map, we revised the map got approved. Knowing that Sussex County is such a large county, you know, you can't, we couldn't go parcel by parcel, we'd still be doing it today, you know, because it's, there's so many different parcels. So there's spots that were missed, spots that weren't taken into consideration at the time we were drafting that map or whatever. So from time to time, we do get requests to make amendments to it, and that's what this is. Because it's part of the comp plan, it has to be an ordinance for one thing. It has to go through PLUS, which is the state, Office of State and Land Use.
Service? I think it's.
Yeah, whatever. David Edgel, who runs it.
Yeah.
They do a review of it with all the state agencies, and they say yes or no on it. And that's technically a recommendation. At the end of the day, though, because it's a comp plan amendment, our comp plan in the future land use map actually gets approved by the governor. So if we go against what the Office of State Planning Coordination says, they may not certify the plan or they may object to it. And we've had to deal with that. We've had to go into negotiations, and there's been some significant, you know, disagreements on prior future land use maps. So, you know, we're waiting. I think you probably need to hold the record open on this one until we get their written response from the Office of State Planning Coordination. See what they have to say, take that into account. I will say this, though, and this is a very important aspect of it. Sussex County always has the last say on land use matters. So if State Planning Coordination says they object to it, we should take that into consideration, but ultimately the decision remains with Planning and Zoning and County Council. But it's kind of a long and drawn-out process, but it's also not one, and I don't mean this in any context with Ms. Pete and her client's application, but it's not a change that you should consider making lightly, you know, on any of these, not just this one, on any of them, because there was a lot of time and effort and planning that went into it. That said, there are circumstances where changes are appropriate, so you all just need to decide that. So, you know, it's kind of a little property, you know, that they want to do multifamily on, but it's a bigger deal a lot of times than just a conditional use or some other things, because it involves the governor and mapping in our comp plan and everything else. That was a long explanation, but I wanted to give you some context.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. All right, Ms. Pete, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here who has an interest in your application. It doesn't appear to be, but we need to ask the question. Okay, is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of Ordinance 23-11? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to Ordinance 23-11? Anyone on the commission have any further questions or comments?
No.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.